right. Well, we've got actually a second fish report these days. Leaf and I got off talking about all kinds of fun stuff last time, but we got news
as well.
Actually news. So what's going on?
Well, there is a new topmost closure point on the Methow.
Okay.
And, figured we should maybe just cover that for people that don't know, just so they do.
They're going to see it marked if they're out there, but just ahead of time, it's kind of just right below Winthrop somewhere there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the regular closure point is right there where the Chewuk comes into the Methow.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've moved it down, it must be about 500 yards, to Heckendorn Park.
Okay.
And on the other side of the river, that's the east side. On the west side, you'd see East 20 Pizza.
There you go.
So that's pretty familiar for a lot of folks. And over at Heckendorn Park on the other side of the river, you're going to see a tree that's got a bunch of, I think, flagging tape around it.
Okay.
So it's pretty bright. I saw it as I drove by on the opposite side of the river the other day. So,
it should
be fairly obvious.
Well, so what are you guys up to there? What's going on?
Well, I'll show you a picture here. The what we're doing is we're doing a broodstock collection. And we need more broodstock at the Federal Hatchery this year. So it's that additional brood collection that is dictating this closure, and that we really need to be able to get in there and get as many fish as we can. And so what we do is we stick them in these PVC tubes, and they kind of have a trap door on each end.
Interesting.
And a little, you can see there's a little strap there. We can kind of sling them over our shoulder, and it's got holes in the tube there. And then we just kind of slip the fish in there, and they... We can slide one of the doors open, and they just hang out in that tube in the water with water passing through those holes until we get a truck nearby to take those fish.
So you're
back
actually
to the hatchery.
You're actually taking them by line and hook.
Yeah, yeah. Any means possible, really. Just because we really need to. Well, we're operating our traps and everything, the ladders, but we really can't be assured that every fish is going to decide to go there. So
sure.
We really just have to do what we can to get more. And in the fact that I. Help with the kelp reconditioning.
Mm-hmm.
The more wild fish, wild females in particular, that they get, the more that I get. So that's where I'm out there just trying to make sure we get even more of those and try to get my tanks full too.
Okay. So once you get these fish, transport them back to the hatchery, what are you doing? We just
kind of give them a general physical. You know, we just see what size they are and get some samples off of them. I believe they're just doing measurements, and I'm not sure if they're doing scales or DNA, but a lot of the time you'll pull some scales off, some DNA off, and then maybe tag those fish, too, just so you can have a condition, idea what their condition was when you brought them in.
It's science.
Yep, yep. The more data, the more better.
Yeah, more better. That's always a good thing to do. So how long do you think this closure is going to go on, or is that a...
It will be through the end of the season.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's kind of bad news for some folks because,
I know
a lot of folks really like to fish that spot, and I can't blame them. It's always fun to catch a lot of fish, but we definitely got to think about our fishery here and why it's here.
Okay.
And the fact that we get to have fun with it is just a blessing there of re-enhancing this fishery.
Yeah, well, I'd seen the flagging. I didn't know what it was. I really appreciate you. Catching us up on that, though. That's
you betcha. Got to keep people abreast of where the fish are at and where to be fishing. And by the way, you know, don't let it bum you out too much because we haven't really been seeing many fish up there. Like I've been talking about in our reports, most of the fish, the biggest part of the pulse really to me seems to be in the Carlton area.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
wouldn't waste much time up there anyway. I would stay pretty much from, you know, Twisp down.
Yeah, there's still some good spots
out
there.
Oh, man, a whole big old river, and you can have more holes to yourself that way.
Right on. All right, thanks for coming in. Thanks for keeping us
posted,
man.
If anybody needs any more details on that, just check me out at flyfishersproshop.com or give me a call, 509-429-7298. Get your fish on, but do it legally. My mama gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too.